USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The controversial issue on how to deal with illegal immigration is heating up again this weekend. The Trump administration says ICE agents will be rounding up thousands of migrants nationwide. KCBS reporter Sarah Donchi.
With the promise of a nationwide roundup of undocumented immigrants starting Sunday, including 140 individuals targeted in Southern California, the future is as uncertain as ever. This man says his only options are stay or return to a life in fear of violence in El Salvador.
Some cities say they won't cooperate with ICE, including New York, Los Angeles, Houston, and Miami. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and China's President Xi Jinping have talked about plans for strengthening collaborations between their countries. It was the second day of Xi's visit to Pyongyang. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The president says he'll formally nominate current Army Secretary Mark Esper to be the new Secretary of Defense. This comes only a few days after the abrupt resignation of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. He would be replacing ex-Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who has been gone since January 1st. There's a new accusation of sexual misconduct against President Trump. It comes as a book and a magazine excerpt by longtime advice columnist and one-time cable TV host E. Jean Carroll, who told MSNBC he followed her into a dressing room at a Bergdorf Goodman store.
He shut the door behind us and threw me up against the wall and kissed me.
She claims the president forced himself on her and she freed herself after 3 minutes and ran away. The president says he never even met her, though the magazine shows a picture of the two together in a group of people a few years prior to the alleged incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The FAA has barred all U.S.-registered aircraft from operating over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman due to heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. John Clemens reports.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aero Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A new survey finds fewer than 4 in 10 Americans want to give President Trump 4 more years. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
This latest poll from New Jersey's Monmouth University finds that 37% of voters think President Trump should be reelected in 2020, while 59% want someone new. That latest poll from Monmouth also indicates that the Trump numbers when it comes to his performance ratings are unchanged since last month, 41% approving of his performance in the White House, with 50% saying they disapprove. The poll was taken just before the president officially kicked off his reelection campaign back on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.